Overall, we're going to talk about some ideas on things that will improve your prosecution efficiency. I'll start by talking about examiner interviews and some different pathways on examiner interviews that I'm finding are being very successful. We'll also discuss briefly accelerated examination options and the developments that have happened there. And then finally, Andrew has some really interesting things to present in terms of filing strategy and some of the effects as you go back and forth between jurisdictions and some opportunities we think you can find in that area. Before I even get started on examiner interviews, I have two questions just to get a sense of where we are. How many of you regularly interview all your cases, either on the phone or in person? Okay, so some, but certainly not everybody. And how many of you have taken advantage of the First Action Interview Pilot Program? Okay, a smaller number. So I think I have a message for some of y'all that will be a really good message. For others, you'll be a little more familiar, and I'll try to stay efficient. I got to talk about examiner interviews as just being a critical point in what we're doing right now. And I think 101, and I'll give you an example why, it drives this even more than perhaps we had before, although that would be difficult. Examiner interviews are so important because I think it's statistically shown at this point. They give you higher allowance rates. They give you the opportunity to identify allowable subject matter faster. As a result, they have a tendency to reduce overall prosecution costs. They let you identify difficult cases or, in many instances, difficult examiners earlier in the process, which allows you to better position for appeal to be more efficient. And they also create the opportunity to limit your prosecution history estoppel. The example I want to give you there, and this is a 101 example, is, you know, we see the guidelines, and they're out there, and we're certainly working hard to find ways to use those to help break through with some of these difficult examiners on 101. And yet, you can learn so much in an interview that you'll never find on paper. I know we have one examiner that we have trouble with, and in one of the interviews we had with him, his particular expression was, first, I haven't allowed a 101 case since Alice, or if I have, I certainly haven't allowed one since the second set of guidelines have come out.